with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump on Friday removed the head of the agency that produces the monthly jobs figures after a report showed hiring slowed in July and was much weaker in May and June than previously reported.
I think her numbers were wrong, just like I thought her numbers were wrong before the election. Days before the election, she came out with these beautiful numbers for Kamala.
Erica McAntifer, the director of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, was dismissed. A Miami jury decided Tesla must pay $243 million in an autopilot crash case.
In 2019, in Key Largo, Florida, a Tesla with autopilot driver assist technology hit a vehicle on a dark rural road with a young couple out gazing at the stars. A woman was killed. Her boyfriend was injured. The plaintiff's lead lawyer acknowledged the driver of the Tesla was negligent, admitting he was looking for a dropped cell phone. The federal jury held Tesla bore significant responsibility because its technology failed, and that not all the blame can be put on a reckless driver. Tesla says the verdict is wrong. I'm Ed Donahue.
Authorities have launched a manhunt after a shooting at a Montana bar left four people dead. State investigators said the shooting happened Friday morning at the Owl Bar in Anaconda. Public records show the suspect lived next door to the bar. His home was cleared by a SWAT team, but he was still at large and believed to be armed, prompting warnings from officials to avoid the area. Authorities have yet to release details about what led to the shooting. Anaconda is a town of about 9,000 people and is about 75 miles southeast of Missoula. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 542 points. This is SRN News. Some unexpected findings in a new mayoral poll out of New York City.
Democratic candidate Zoran Mamdani continues to lead all comers in the race, and he is the most popular name with the city's large Jewish population, despite his anti-Israel views. According to a poll from Zenith Research, 43% of Jewish voters in the city plan to cast their ballots for Mamdani, versus 26% who favor Andrew Cuomo, a Democrat running as an independent. Because there are so few Republicans in New York, whoever wins in November is liable to be a Democrat. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Eastern Caribbean Supreme Court has struck down a colonial-era law in St. Lucia that criminalized homosexuality. In fact, the law hadn't been enforced for decades, but LGBT pressure groups are calling the ruling a victory. Similar statutes have been struck down in Barbados, Antigua, Barbuda, Dominica, St. Kitts, and Nevis. SRN News. Four astronauts are on their way to the International Space Station.
That's after they were sidelined by Boeing Starliner trouble and other issues. SpaceX launched the U.S., Japanese, Russian crew from Florida on Friday. They'll reach the space station this weekend, replacing colleagues who launched in March as fill-ins for NASA's two stuck astronauts. Leading the taxi flight for NASA is Zena Cardman. She was yanked from a SpaceX flight last year to make room for Starliner's test pilots, whose capsule was judged too dangerous to fly. John Scott reporting.
Former Food Network star Paula Deen has been abruptly closed from her Savannah restaurant, where she started it with her two sons nearly three decades ago. Deen said she and sons Jamie and Bobby Deen had made a heartfelt decision. More details at srnnews.com.